You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
Well, hey, Jim, before we officially begin, I'm just hearing that bad news. But you know what? We're going to turn that to good news because we will find another donor.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Now, I want to welcome everybody back. We've got Dr. Chuck Bennett. Dr. Bennett is from Johns Hopkins University. He is the Alumni Centennial Professor of Physics and Astronomy and a Gilman Scholar at Johns Hopkins. He's got about 25,000 lines of accomplishments, but he was at NASA, and I just want to get right to it. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Good to be here, Jim.
Now, I'm just going to start right at it. What do we know about the universe? Because, I mean, I'm a little kid. I look up. I see a sky. You know, you go to the planetarium. Now you hear it's expanding. What's up with the sky?
Well, it turns out we've learned an awful lot more about the universe in the last few years than we've known for all of previous human history. I led a NASA satellite that we call WMAP, W-M-A-P, and it took a census of the universe to see what it's made up of. And it was a little surprising to most people how it turns out. You and I and the Earth are made of atoms. Everything we encounter is made of atoms. Yet atoms only make up 4.6% of the universe, almost none of it.
Well, what's the rest of it?
So what is out there, right?
Yeah. What is out there?
So it turns out that 24% is something that we call dark matter. Now, we don't know exactly what it is, but it has gravity. That's how we know it's there. But it doesn't emit any light at all. So that's a weird thing. And then, of course, we still have encountered for most of it. 71.4% of the universe is something that we call dark energy, and we also don't know what that is, except we know how it acts. It acts something like an anti-gravity. It pushes things apart, and in fact, it's causing the universe, which is expanding, it's causing that expansion to accelerate, so it's speeding up faster and faster. So we have a very odd universe in many ways. Now, WMAP also determined the age of the universe at 13.77 billion years. And so we've learned a lot, but we still have lots of questions to answer.
So did you get a look at the Big Bang when you were out there?
Yeah, so in a way we did. So the Big Bang theory is a theory that the universe has been expanding and cooling. And I was careful the way I said that because it's not really, as most people may think, a theory about the beginning of the universe, but more about its evolution.
Oh.
And so we do see the universe expanding and cooling. And in fact, that means when we look back at earlier and earlier times, it's more and more dense and hotter and hotter. And so there was this very high energy radiation that is now cooled as the universe has expanded, and we see it now as a signal, a microwave signal, like a radio signal that's static, that fills the universe. And most of everything that we've learned that I've talked about has come from studying that microwave signal.
Now, so then, is that what you're studying, is the microwave signal, and that's sort of like the pulse of the beginning?
That light comes from 13.8 billion years ago.
Wow.
And so by studying that light, we're getting a direct view of what things used to be like. You know, when we look at the sun, we think about light going really fast. We turn on a light switch and we see light. But when we look at the sun, it actually takes light 8 minutes to get from the sun to us. So that means when we're looking at it, we're not seeing the sun as it is now. We're seeing the sun as it was 8 minutes ago. And when we look at the next nearest star, which is Proxima Centauri, we see that star as it was 4 years ago, because it takes the light 4 years to get to us. So, by the same logic, the microwaves that we're looking at have been traveling across space for 13.8 billion years and carry with it an image of what the universe used to be like 13.8 billion years ago.
Well, let me ask you this, Doctor. So it works both ways. So we've only got 2 minutes left on the whole show? Oh, my God. Well, I'm going to ask you this real quick question. So that means, Doctor, that somebody out there can hear us.
They can hear our radio signals in your show, but it takes a long time for the signal to travel.
Well, Doctor, this was just not enough time. Is there a website or a place where people can go see this? And you've got to promise me to come back.
So we have a website at Johns Hopkins that's named for the new experiment I'm working on. It's called CLASS, the
right.
Cosmology Large Angular Scale Surveyor. So you can search for that at Johns Hopkins. And there's a website that we've developed at NASA for the WMAP satellite if people want to read about the background.
Wow. Well, Dr. Charles Bennett from Johns Hopkins, I pray to you that you will please come back. This is just amazing stuff. I was just getting into it, and I've gotten the finger that I have to go.
Well, that
not
went
that
pretty
finger.
Fast,
hey,
but I'm
one
happy
finger,
to talk
one
more.
Finger, one finger. Okay, well, we're going to come back, and we're going to do this again. I'll be back, and we'll communicate via satellite in our communicators, and we will get back and talk about more space. I hope you'll be like a regular on the show.
Thanks a lot, Jim. It was my pleasure.
Oh, Chuck, you were the best. Thanks also to Mr. Cook for putting us together. I really appreciated that.